The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
This Valentine's Day, Dunkin's got the perfect pairings to show your love. So get down on one knee with a dozen brownie batter donuts and a cocoa mocha signature latte. Or make them swoon with a strawberry dragon fruit Dunkin' refresher with a Cupid's Choice donut. Are you ready for love? America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
It's time for the Steve and Kyle podcast with Steve.
Not sure what the statute of limitations is, but if you could go back and amend that grade, I'd greatly appreciate it.
Okay, yeah. I didn't expect you to come out swinging.
You have been warned.
Okay. This really goes from me, hey, I'm upset, to...
You have until sundown to fulfill this. Kyle, out.
I'm Kyle.
It would make for a great story, though, when in like 3 to 5 years on this podcast, we have to talk about how Annette left you for the pool boy who took care of the pool she didn't even want.
So help me God.
So a pool she didn't want, but now she's engaged to Enrico and they're leaving the country and you're just shaking your fist.
Enrico!
Live on tape from APS 3.whatever, it's the Steve and Kyle podcast.
I don't remember that at all, but, well, that's now something to worry about.
That was years ago.
Enrico the pool boy.
And obviously, we've talked about the litany of ways and methods that Annette will leave you eventually.
Yeah.
But that, I think that is, has to be on the medal stand of most hurtful would be your wife, mother of your children, leaving you for the hired pool boy for the pool you didn't want.
Yeah.
As you evolve into ultimate dad mode over the years.
Mm-hmm.
Far, far removed from Jet Steve.
Oh, Jet Steve, just a memory at this point.
And you migrate towards Evelyn in passing, one time mentioning how she would love a pool.
Mm-hmm.
And then 6 short months later and a home equity loan later, said pool is here.
We got one. Oh, that would be terrible.
What do you see yourself? What is the first kind of given that you could see yourself having? And I'm not talking like small, like, oh, okay, fine. Get the candy bar at the grocery store, right?
You can get your ears pierced or something.
Yeah. Like, what do you think would be, you'd be vulnerable to on a large scale from either Annette or either of your children?
That's a good question. That's a really good question.
I have theory.
I'd like to hear it. I mean, I wouldn't, but
I think it's another pet.
I feel like it's another what?
I think it's another pet.
Another pet. I think that is that's likely.
And it's the worst thing to feel like you're thinking about after the passing of a pet.
Yeah. Still not over that.
Well, not over that. Evelyn was over it 3 days after when you if I remember correctly, you tried to when you were decorating for the holiday season, and she asked, "Why do we still have this?" in regards to Lola's stocking.
Yeah.
And like threw it out the window or something like that.
A little brutal. Kids are brutal.
Yeah. But there's obviously a time, and for adults, I think when they lose a pet, it depends on the age of the kid. But for adults, especially your first adult animal,
mm-hmm.
I think that leaves a bruise.
Oof.
That is much harder to repair than that of a 4-year-old.
Yeah.
So what for you internally, when I got here, it was Evelyn mentioned that Abby Cat's here. Obviously, yeah. You guys have lost, since we've done this podcast, you've lost Roxy.
Yes.
And now Lola. So yes. Roxy's been further, and then you gave away Abby to like a local,
a local mother-in-law.
So do you think you'd be more vulnerable? Well, one, what do you think would happen first? Would it be Evelyn asking for a new cat or dog? Would it be Annette saying new cat or dog, or you?
I would think more than likely it'll be my wife.
And do you think it's going the canine route or the feline route?
No, I think she wants another dog that now, I mean, she has worked very hard with Toby over the last couple of months.
He's a different dog around here now.
He's a different dog, but he's a reactive dog.
Sure.
So it was always impossible to take him for walks because if he saw a person
chasing anything,
if he saw a person or especially a dog, and not just like what dogs do where they kind of pull in the direction, they mm-hmm. whine a little bit. He loses yeah. his mind to the point where he's jumping and then like the leash catches and he's like flopping around. He looks like a fish out of water going crazy, absolutely crazy. So Annette has been working with him a lot and has gotten him to the point where other people are not really a trigger for him anymore.
Okay.
He's like
just dogs.
He's still excited. He's excited to see and he, you know, wags his tail and then mm-hmm. just wants people to pet him and everything. But dogs are still an issue.
It's hard to get out of a dog's system.
Mm-hmm.
That immediate reaction
yeah.
to them.
And while Lola was great. Mm-hmm. She'd get excited if she saw other animals, if they got excited first, usually. Like she wasn't really the one that would be reactive. She'd react if another dog was going crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But even with her, we were never worried that she was going to bite somebody or attack somebody.
Sure.
And Annette used to love going on walks with Toby or with Lola. She would take Lola on walks pretty much every day, except if it was like, you know, 10 feet of snow or yeah, just weather permitting. So she really misses that. And I think she's really working hard to try and get Toby to that point.
Sure.
But I don't know if it's ever going to happen. So I think
because Toby's not a puppy anymore either.
Yeah.
Right. So
yeah, he's five.
It's harder to get that out of a dog's system.
Yeah.
Than when they're, you know, 3 months old and excited. Right.
Yeah. So I think that I really don't think we'll get another dog before or while we still have Toby.
Okay.
So I think us getting another dog is pretty far down the line.
Okay, that's 6 minutes in. It is,
dude. I made it. Go back.
To no, the, I get it.
Yeah, go back to the predictions, mm-hmm. the prediction sheet that we got where yeah. I said I will never get another pet ever.
Oh. You're already coming off of that ledge too, which is funny.
I know.
I feel like it's different now that if Annette is talking to you, it's a rational conversation and discussion about the dynamics of the house and how would you bring another dog into that yeah. yada yada yada.
I don't think with Toby it's possible or it's fair to bring another dog in.
So that rational discussion between you and your wife is one thing. Your daughter
mm-hmm.
you know, begging, pleading, crying, showing pictures of that's a whole nother animal.
Yeah, that's going to be tough
because and then,
she's not there yet.
Right.
Even with her fish, I was like, do you want to get fish? Yeah. But like, I don't think she ever would have said, I really want to get fish.
Sure. It wasn't in the front of her mind.
Mm-hmm.
But I wonder if, you know, she gets to a point where, hey, like Toby, love Toby, really like Lola. Can we get another dog? I'd be curious how that would go yeah. in Steve and Annette's world. And if we'd have to listen, this would be the perfect incarnation.
I think I know how it would go in Steve's world.
Well, you'd be at the shelter tomorrow.
And I know how it would go in Annette's world. I think that there's going to be a little butting of heads.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
This would be, though, the perfect incarnation for the first appearance of our newest friend and our newest character, Captain Parent.
Captain Parent, that we discussed last week.
where you would have to combine your forces
to summon
of the Shroud of Darkness. So you have to discuss it at night after everyone's in bed.
All right. So Shroud of Dark. What was it? Shroud of Darkness. Child Stupidity.
Child Stupidity. Line of Credit. Driver's License. And I believe the last one we developed, this was off air, though. We decided the last ring to bring forth Captain Parent was height.
Right. Just I'm taller than you.
Yeah. Sorry. You lose because you can't reach the cupboards. All of those powers combined.
Probably doesn't seem fair right now. Too bad.
All of those powers combined bring forth Captain Parent, who has to make those hard decisions.
Captain Parent, yeah. Captain Parent does not have an easy job.
The original incarnation of Captain Parent was just to get rid of the crappy artwork. Again, under the Shroud of Darkness.
Right. He'd come in with his paper shredder, shred the artwork, and then be like, all right, see you later.
But in this version, he's the one coming in under the Shroud of Darkness to make the tough call on getting another animal.
To get another dog
in the house.
Yeah.
I do feel like, and it might just be me as a person who hasn't had cats in forever, right? Mm-hmm. I had cats growing up.
Oh, did you?
Passed away when I was younger, but still like young and old enough to know the cats and be friends with the cats, right? Yeah. And I feel like getting a cat is an easier thing than getting another dog. And I say that, I mean, a multitude of reasons that we're not breaking new ground here. Like, a dog is, for a lot of times, right up with you, snuggling with you, needing constant attention. Whereas a cat, most of the time, just wants to poop in a box and be left alone.
Pretty much, yeah. Doesn't really care that you're there.
Do you think you could use the powers of Captain Parent?
Mm-hmm.
And again, this is all a hypothetical problem coming your way. And negotiate down from dog
that's going to be, that's going to be my
counter.
Yeah, my bargaining tactic, my bargaining chip, whatever you want to call it.
Could also go wonky. Go ferret. You know, go hamster.
I think the guinea pig is very likely.
Guinea pig Annette is a possibility.
Annette had a guinea pig when she was younger. No, Annette had a guinea pig when she was in college.
I just want to interview Annette about her road crew career.
Yeah,
when her Quad Cities of Iowa or wherever that was life.
Dubuque,
Iowa.
Yeah.
The college girl having a guinea pig. That might be the one where she brought a guy back to the dorm room. He's like, you know what? I'm all set.
Yeah. Maybe this wasn't meant to be.
I know we both had a lot to drink. I'm now clear-headed here with the smell of guinea pig feces. And I think, honestly, I think guinea pig feces is the biggest clearing up of drunkenness possibly ever.
You think?
Right?
Nothing gets your head more clear than a pile of guinea pig feces.
But yeah, I do think a cat is the middle ground where I could see you acquiescing. And I could see that being, at least temporarily, a solution to, again, this is a problem that hasn't reared its head yet.
I want to be, I'm pretty happy where we are. No, it sounds terrible for me to say.
Oh boy. Hang on. I feel like we need a sounder. We don't have one, but we need to develop something for when we're about to say something like, oh boy, this is going to come off wrong, or it's going to make me sound bad, or it's going to be misinterpreted.
Yeah, this is not going to sound good, but I think I really like the feel of the house right now with where we're at, mm-hmm. with pets and everything. Like, I like the whole one pet thing. Now, granted, right now we have two because we're watching Abby for...
I mean, Annette might have liked the house with a one garage house, but here we are, you know?
Oh, she's much happier without my stupid truck in the garage. Well,
that's true. For different reasons, yes.
Right, yes. And again, I feel terrible because that means that Lola is not with us anymore. And I don't want to say, oh, it's so much better or easier, right. Because it's not. Lola was a great dog. I loved Lola to death.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I mean, just the less living things you have in the house that you have to worry about, it makes things a little bit easier.
Right.
Oh God, but I miss that dog so much.
No, I know. And that's why I think even though you're saying you can't do it, won't do it, not able to do it, it eventually heartstrings are a vulnerable part of everybody.
Yeah.
I think you're liable to be put in a tough spot, probably sooner than you'd want.
Yeah.
So I just something to stay tuned. That would be my guess of Steve's big thing that he'll give in on as a parent. You know, like I said, not, it's not like Evelyn's asking, I want to go back to Disney. And you're like, well, I don't know. Sure. But I could see.
For the record, I'm not going to have a say in that.
Oh, that's happening, right?
That's happening next week. Year.
Yeah. Next year. Oh, so you're not going next week.
No, we're not.
Gotcha. Okay, I knew you were taking some flights, but you're not even going there, are you? No, that is what you're going.
Yeah, we're going. Right. We'll be. Well, I guess I can't rule it out.
Right,
we'll be in the vicinity, and we're there for like 4 days.
I don't want any spoilers. When we get back, when you're back from vacation, and we record,
and I'm sitting here with a Mickey Mouse hat on.
That's what I'm going to ask if you went to Disney and how
and a goofy tattoo on my arm.
Yeah, but you know for a fact now that next year, like you just said, it's coming back.
Yes, okay. I believe I was told. No, we have discussed it because next year would be a good
age.
I think it's going to be a good age for both of them. Mm-hmm. Evelyn will be five and a half. Nikki will be almost three. Mm-hmm. I think that'll be a good time for them.
We're doing this fall.
Yeah,
it'll be five, almost six,
mm-hmm.
and that's our plan.
Yeah,
is to do it during
one and done
during probably he's. He's less of a Disney boy,
yeah.
And much more of he's taking a little bit after his dad. He is infatuated with scary characters and horror things, and loves that stuff.
So
I don't know that he's going to be super jazzed about Ratatouille or the Frozen ride or whatever.
So he's really into bats,
mm-hmm.
A mask,
and
things that go bump in the night.
Yep. Those three things are what he's YouTubing in the mornings and evenings. He's like, Dad, type in bat. I'm like, well, kid, you're five. If you can't find the B, the A, and the T, we've got to have a talk. But
again, those are the three pillars of horror.
Yep. Yep. Which most things have three pillars, not four.
No.
We can't add a fourth now anyway. The three pillars have been established.
Yeah.
But yeah, we'll be doing that later this year, going to the Disney World, doing that.
Which parks are you going to?
Well, we've done I think we're in lockstep about how we're going to handle it.
Okay.
And we're going to go for 5 days, but we're only going to go to two parks.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to take a day to go over and visit a friend of mine who lives on the other side of the state and also go to Cape Canaveral while we're over there.
Okay. Watch a space shuttle blast off.
I'm assuming they fly off every couple hours, right?
Yeah. Heading to the moon. Like an airport.
Like just hey, look at it. It's a Aunt Jean. She's getting on a space rocket to go to space.
A space rocket. Reel up on the space program these days.
Oh yeah, please keep funding it. It's useful. That's the plan, and then do one night at the Mickey's Halloween party.
Mm.
Because again, he's a Halloween fan.
Sure. So, do you think they're going to have bats there? Things that go bump in the night?
I think he's going to be disappointed because he wants to go to legitimately scary-ish stuff. Okay. Even though I feel like he's five, he would get there and then be too scared.
Mm-hmm.
Because we could take him to the horror nights thing that I've gone to a bunch of times, but that is legitimately adult-oriented, scary, and I don't think he'd survive.
Okay,
but. Yeah. It's going to happen this year. I'll be curious. I can't wait. Follow up next week.
Mm.
Here, if you've gone.
Yeah.
To the happiest place on earth. Or is it the most magical place on earth?
No. It's magic. Is it happy or magical?
I thought they switched it. I could be
wrong. Is it both of them?
I don't want to get too far off of what we need to do here because it's going to be a bit of a shorter episode because... After the break here shortly, we have to get to the opening round.
Oh, yes.
The throaty two.
Mm.
The 2024 Pole Badness Tournament is upon us. I'm staring at those shining beacons of success behind us. The three awards sent to us by a dear friend of the podcast I can't name. I don't remember. I'm sorry. It would take me. What will happen is we'll stop recording, and then 30 seconds later, I'll snap my fingers and it'll be in my brain. But right now, I apologize. I can't remember. It might be Matthew Craig. That's just a name I'm pulling. But Steve, I saved, while I filibuster for a few seconds, mm-hmm. I saved a folder of the original incarnation of this tournament was your throat.
Yeah.
Making horrific noises at random intervals.
Mm-hmm.
So the first tournaments were based on your throat noises.
Yeah. Yeah. Which, there was one at the beginning of the last episode we did last week.
Yes.
You could go back and listen to that one if you wanted to. Did you want, let's see, Steve throat sounds. Yeah, there it is. Let me just download
some
that.
Some of them are named, some of them are not. So, but this, what happened was we did this for 2 years and then COVID killed it, as well as the amount of work that went into doing the editing, the creation of all of these with noises was too much work.
Yeah.
So we brought it back. New invigorated format in 2021 as Pole Badness, and our inaugural champion of the Pole Badness Tournament 2021 was where the Apostles known for chiseling the word boobs into rocks. A number one seed running its way through. Followed up in 2022 by the winner is Annette's Etsy shop, just her slamming airplane-sized bottles of booze to get away from Steve. And that was, I can't see, is that another number one seed, Steve, on the bottom?
The number three seed, the patently, oh, I'm sorry. Hold on.
The number three seed, the patently absurd division. Yes. Beautiful. Yeah. And then last year, the winner is Kyle, just a bag of used parts. And that was a real upset.
Yeah.
That was number six seed. From the what the division.
Came out of nowhere. So, right, so let's go back to,
Yeah, let's just play a few here just to remind people of how this thing started in 2017. 2018.
This is, 2018, 2019. I'm just going to open up.
Yeah, just open up a handful. To
four
hear
or five
what,
of them.
Because there's a lot of new listeners or different listeners who maybe don't remember
okay.
what happened. I feel like it has gone down for you in the year, recent years.
I don't know. I think maybe we've gotten new microphones and new equipment. Maybe right. It just doesn't pick it up as
These
well.
These were plentiful back then.
All right. There's a little.
That was just an amplified version of what? Mm. Yeah.
Oh, that's a good one. There's number three.
Oh,
wow.
That's disgusting.
That one actually burped. Like that was, the throat sound was actually burping.
So these were all isolated from the actual podcast and then amplified so everybody could hear them. Because a lot of times
Jeez.
We would hear them in person, but we would not be able to hear them like over the, again, your headphones if you were listening yeah. just standard.
Here's one in context. Yeah.
Yeah.
Let me fill
Whoa.
That.
Whoa. That was a bubbler.
Did you hear
I
that?
I heard that. Dang it. I cannot believe.
That was like, that was amazing. I'm gonna
So
I am looking at right now the 2018-2019 folder. Just the folder, Steve. There's 46 throat noises in one calendar year.
I'm going to grab a couple more of these.
That's insane. And now we were talking, these were High Seeds, the Cardia Center of Medicine, the Gullet Institute, the Pharynx Polytechnic, Phlegm A&M, Corpus Automotive Education Center, Gut State, Oversalivation, Coastal State, University of Jowell, Antrim Secondary School, Busted Larynx A&M, Fat Lip Tech, Mucus U. Gastric School of Broadcasting, Snot Bubble State University, University of Belly, Vocal Cord Valley, Esophagus Episcopalian, U Loud Stomach State.
They were a champ, weren't they?
I believe so.
All right. Oh, that's a nice long growly one.
That is a oof. That one sounds angry. Like that is what, you know, if you're a conspiracy theorist, that's the audio that we would like drop in if we were trying to fake a demon possession. Right. That would be a frog possession.
Yep. That was a long one.
I'm telling you, these are just not as plentiful as, no. as you can tell. 46 in that folder from 1 year. That's on average almost one a week. More than three a month. Oh. But yeah, I do think they slowed down and stopped. Yeah. And two, it was just too hard. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to dig up the last bracket we had from 2019 for this. Yeah, the 32 in 2019. I have the empty bracket. Mm-hmm. I forget who won. Man, I can't forget some of these matchups. So like Fat Lip Tech taking on Hog Maw Academy. Corpus Automotive Education Center taking on Dumb Mouth Community College, a real upset story.
Dumb Mouth Community College.
Listen, that was a, that was, we were obviously running out of ways to get these things named.
Yeah, once you get 50 of them in there.
The Trachea School of Fine Arts. But yeah, that was a fine time. I always like revisiting these delightful old sounds that came. Does it, that doesn't make you nervous at all? Like, think about, hey, what was going on with my body?
No, because it doesn't really do it anymore. So, I mean,
Yeah, out of sight, out of mind.
Yeah, exactly. It's in the past now.
That's what I thought about my heart. So, you know, I think you're definitely in the clear here.
And look at you now. Oinky still doing his thing.
Coming up here very, very shortly, I cannot wait, as we unveil the 2024 Pole Badness Bracket.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
The world's most exciting podcast, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, New York Times best-selling author and National Radio Hall of Fame inductee, Michael Savage.
I'm Michael Savage, host of the Savage Nation podcast, home of borders, language, and culture. Hear my new podcast each week as I speak with top guests from around the world. Right now, we have over 700 shows in our library, featuring interviews with world leaders, scientists, faith teachers, and more, including President Donald Trump, Prime Minister of Israel Ehud Barak, Edward Teller, the father of the hydrogen bomb, Jerry Falwell, and so much more. Conversations and commentary you cannot find anywhere else. Other guests have included Samuel Cohen, the father of the neutron bomb, Breitbart's Alex Marlowe, the great author Peter Schweitzer, Colonel Douglas McGregor. Be here or be nowhere. The Savage Nation Podcast. Catch the Michael Savage Podcast on all podcast platforms every Tuesday and every Friday.
Oh, yes.
It is time.
Oh, no. This is not.
What's wrong?
It's like a... We changed this last year. This is like a Phil Collins ballad. Do you have anything? We're going to amp it up a little bit. Let's get the juice flowing, Steve.
Do you want the sped up version?
Yes, I do.
Let me see. If you wanna be the best, did I load it in? Oh, there it is.
Yeah! There it is. Woo!
Wow, this is fast.
We don't have time. Obviously.
If you want to be the best, you've got to be a fighter. If you want to be the best, you've got to show desire. If you want to be the best, you've got to be a fighter.
Okay.
This,
hey man, this is your baby.
Woo! Steve, we were, you and I were just at each other's throats this past week.
Mm-hmm.
The decision den on the planning pagoda, trying to get these whittled down to the best 32 polls from the past year for the Steve and Kyle podcast on Facebook and Twitter.
Yeah.
And so we were finally able to do it after fractures in our relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Many hours, blood, sweat, tears. We have the 32. You can see the full bracket in full right now. Love to hear everybody's predictions and thoughts on how this is going to play out. Steve and Kyle on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. The bracket is posted already. Check it out. The voting is going to be unveiled on a schedule for this opening round.
Yeah.
Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. You'll need to vote.
It's going to be like 8 a day posted, probably about an hour separating each of the posts on the respective social media platforms. Again, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, at Stephen Cohen.
I thought about this. You and I aren't good at math. That should only be 4 a day if we're going to do it over 4 days. 16 matchups.
That's true. That's true.
Unless we wanted to do, why not figure this out on the fly?
I like 4 a day.
You want to just do 4 a day?
Yeah, 4 a day.
That gives a little more air for the poll, the bracket to breathe. Again, check these out. Steve and Kyle on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. We're going to start, Steve, in the patently absurd division, the number one seed. Did Ronnie the Alien have a DUI taking on the number 8 seed? I have no idea. I actually read this one, put it on here, and thought, I got to figure out the context for this. No, thank you. I don't want the context.
Maybe it was the UFO, supposed UFO that crashed in like Las Vegas last summer.
Maybe. Yeah. Maybe. Taking on the number 8 seed, is it more like Chev No? Inexplicable. In the middle of that bracket, the number 4 seed, does the ghost of Steve Jobs hate the ghost of Jim Android? Taking on the number 5 seed, is anyone's New Year's resolution to poop in the yard more? The number 3 seed in the patently absurd division, is Elmer showing up with Lucifer, the OG, to take the shed home? Taking on a good, a legendary number 6 seed in terms of Steve and Kyle podcast lore, did Gordon Lightfoot care about 28 souls in one butthole? The bottom side of this bracket, or of this division, the patently absurd division, the number 2 seed, do all breakups start with car shopping and pube trimming?
I don't want the context either.
I know the context. Without even looking up, I know the context of this one. Taking on the number 7 seed, can a minion take the place of Jesus in a manger holiday scene? That are your opening round matchups in the patently absurd division. We're going to move to the bottom left side in the what the division. The number one seed in this division is Santa, short for Santino, the pizza-making gift giver. Taking on the number 8 seed, can you catch the Jeep thief?
That's right. If there was Chev
No,
more like Chev No.
We'll move to the bottom side so you can get the number 2 okay. seed in the what the division. Does everything turn to color after you have sex with yourself, possibly, in the car? Taking on the number 7 seed, can there be stolen bridge valor?
Okay.
The number 4 seed, can you transfer the souls of a family to the new owner of your used car?
Hmm.
That's battling the number 5 seed. And the first reference to you, Steve, are Steve's ghosts dumb enough to fly out the 3 season doors? And the 3 seed in this bracket, if you get cheated on with a busboy, do you have to pack in the dating career?
Oh, man. I know what that's in reference to.
I believe that's also related to in the patently absurd, do all breakups start with car shopping and pube trimming?
Was it?
I believe so. It was a similar time frame. It was only a week apart. And that takes on the number 6 seed. Is a crashed plane worse than an elephant?
What?
I have no context for that. Refused. Okay. And you know what's funny? That was 5 weeks ago.
Is a crashed plane worse than an elephant was 5 weeks ago?
5 weeks ago in this very podcast. The number 3 overall seed, the number 1 seed in the asinine division, Steve, if you're a Nazi and you're first, is the mulch yours? Battles the number 8 seed, is $100 too much to ride the lightning? The number 2 seed, was there an amputee discount for the Ocean Gate submersible ride?
Ride?
That's what we called it. The number 7 seed battling that is, does our Sester Centennial episode end up with us dressed as football players?
Huh.
The number 4 seed, we're digging back into some real Steve and Kyle podcast lore. Is Hope Solo's butthole the perfect sequitur for a podcast?
Hmm. Oh, we got a sticker over there.
And the number 5 seed in that, taking on Hope Solo, again a classic, is, do you have to list the Tennessee poop incident of 2023 when selling your car?
Ugh.
The number 3 seed, are there shed devils to counteract the boat devils? Pretty sure it's supposed to say boat angels, but I put the poll up wrong.
Who cares?
So are there shed devils to counteract the boat devils?
Yeah, why not?
And taking on the number 6 seed, is a shark biting your tootsies a warning chomp? The final division, Steve, the Are They Serious division, number 1. The number 1 seed, can you scam podcast growth on Holy Jetpack Day? Taking on number 8 seed, another big event from last year, should we quit the podcast to become volleyball anime ASMR voice actors?
Oh, yeah, we were really good at that.
The number 2 seed in the Are They Serious division was Steve's early 20s Breaking Bad and breaking beds. So you'd go from binging Bryan Cranston's Breaking Bad,
right,
to boning and breaking beds.
The beds. Yeah.
You get it.
Yeah.
Taking on the number 7 seed, does every breakfast finish with a handful of corn nuts? In the middle of this bracket, the number 4 seed is November 15, National Dum Dum Broom Off Day. Again, the crappy Halloween candy that kids throw back on your roof.
Okay.
Because I had seen a bag of Dum Dums in your hallway when I came back, and I was worried that you were foisting those upon unsuspecting trick-or-treaters. Takes on the number 5 seed. Can you say, quote, not to invoke Bill Clinton when trying to make friends?
I don't have any memory of that.
The number 3 seed, is it impressive to beat up a baby wallaby, or does it have to be full grown? Takes on the number 6 seed. Is Steve the Christopher Columbus of the Zach? Believe that was in reference to people only dying or moving when you got here.
Oh, okay. All right. Has there been a Kyle-themed poll yet?
No, none that made it.
Oh, wow.
There was a few that were on the cut list. They just weren't not funny enough. I wish I still had them to see what the ones that I deleted were. To see the outside looking in.
Yeah.
I would love to see, boy, can I pull up a history on this thing?
Anyway, we can get back. Is that all of them?
That is all of them. That is the entire bracket, Steve. That is 2024's Poll Badness Bracket. Again, that is available everywhere. You can download it, print it, leave them in the kitchen at your workplace.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, put it on the refrigerator. And maybe leave a stack of copies so people can play along.
I would
fill out their own.
I would love to hear everybody's thoughts on dark horses, upset specials. Last year, number 6 seed won. Before that, a number 1 seed, a number 1 seed. Anything can happen in this tournament.
Yeah.
Last year, we had a couple number 8 seeds upset in the first round, upset the number 1 seed.
Yeah.
So please, when these are posted, get those votes in early, often, well, just once. On they will be posted on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Oh,
yeah.
Boy. Ready? 3, 2, 1, go.
If you want to be the best, you got to be a fighter. If you want to be the best, you got to show desire.
That's it.
If you want to be the best, you got to be a fighter.
It's a special time of year here in the decision den.
Yeah, I hate to put you on the spot, Steve, but while we're here on the subject of polls, I would love to do a real quick rundown of our last, boy, I don't know, it feels like an eternity, 6 to 8 weeks of our polls. I'll go back to February and get us through those.
Time to see how wrong everyone else is. It's poll recap time. Find the polls at Steve and Kyle on Facebook and Twitter.
No, maybe not Facebook.
Well, Facebook hates me, man.
Is Melissa Vaughn is sounding more like AI to me.
Oh, no, did we pay?
Did we pay for AI?
Early AI?
I don't know.
Is Melissa Vaughn real? Let's see. I'm going to search for her on Twitter here, see if she's real.
And you know, why don't we... Well, let's get back to that at a different time. It's not really important.
No, I'm kind of nervous. Did we encourage the robots taking over, you know? I'll go back to the end of January. I feel like there's some that have not been gone through from then. So, should we buy matching hockey sweaters for a photo shoot in the Zach?
Yeah, what was the idea for that?
Oh, I have no idea. Whatever it was obviously very good. 85% of the audience said, yes, we should. If you RSVP no 2 times in a row, are you out of the rotation? I believe you said you were at risk. You had RSVP'd to family weddings twice in a row, I believe,
before
you
made it to the show. There were a couple of yeses, then a couple of noes, and I was worried that the third no would be a...
You'd be on the outs.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you made time to do it, because 84% of the audience said, yes, you'd be out of the rotation.
Okay, good. Good to know.
Is having 10 cousins too many? 58% of the audience said, no. Big families all around, apparently.
Yeah.
Is saying, quote, they were so excited to see me, they didn't mind, end quote, the biggest dick thing ever to say? 81% of the audience said, yes, Steve. Not a good look for you.
Okay.
Do you attend the wedding if it's 2 of your cousins getting married? 53% of the audience yes.
Whoa. Wait, do you attend the wedding if what?
If it's 2 of your cousins getting married.
Like to each other?
I would assume.
Oh.
Again, this was an eternity ago, Steve. Don't remember what we talked about a week ago. If you don't own a sport coat, do the alpha males call you a sissy? That was a cut, a late cut.
Yeah.
From the bracket.
That's got to be a yes, right?
76% of the audience said yes. Yeah, I'm getting called a sissy by the alpha males. Does everything turn to color after you have sex with yourself, possibly, in the car? 56% of the audience said yes. Had something to do with your vacation. I have no idea what you were doing.
I have no idea.
56% of the audience, though, said yes, everything turns to color. Is the radio in your car just the thing that used to be hooked to your iPod? Again, radio's dying. 68% of the audience said yes, absolutely. Nobody listens to that garbage anymore. No offense to anybody who might be involved.
Yeah. No.
Moving on. How do DJs work? 56% of the audience said no.
Of course, that was a yes or no.
Absolutely. That's the only way we do polls around here. Does anyone know the other members of the Rolling Stones? 78% of the audience said no. And why would you? It's Keith and Mick.
Yeah. And the dead guy.
Was that it?
The dead
drummer. Only three?
No, there was another one, I'm sure.
No idea. They have to be insanely wealthy.
Yeah, but they've been touring for 1,000 years.
I couldn't pull a first name, a last name, or what they do.
Yeah, no
out
idea.
Out of the band. Is a crashed plane worse than an elephant? 68% of the audience said yes.
I need to know what that's about.
Do you shorten cancer to can'ts? Let that one linger. I don't know why that's up there. That one stings looking
at
it. How
do you spell cans? Is it just C-A-N-C?
No, that's apostrophe C-A-N-C.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he's got the cans.
But I feel like should the apostrophe be on the back end, though, right? Because that's the part you're shortening.
Yeah, I can see it both ways.
Well, either way, 73% of the audience didn't think that was very funny. They said no.
No offense.
Is tearing down a three-season room a large, medium, or small DIY project? You referred this as small.
Yeah. Boy, that thing was leaking like a freaking boat with a hole in it.
It was raining hard.
It was raining so hard.
15% of the audience said small.
You know those big buckets that you have, like if you're having a big family reunion picnic or something, and you fill them up with ice, and you got all kinds of drinks in them.
It's a tub, more like, right?
Yeah,
a plastic tub.
I have no idea how many gallons it is, but we filled one yesterday. Oh.
27% of the audience said it's a medium project.
Medium, okay.
And 58% of the audience said it's a large-scale project.
Is that one that you have committed to coming over to help with?
Oh. Yeah, I do demo. I do that with you.
All right, cool.
Are Steve's ghosts dumb enough to fly out the three-season doors? 79% of the audience said yes. Do you ever understand what your finance guy is actually saying? 77% of the audience said no.
No, you just nod. Yeah, of course. Yeah.
I believe we got validation from that, from Brother Mike, who texted us after that. Like, I don't even know half the time what's going on. And he's in finance.
Yeah.
He's in the private sector.
Private sector, yeah. Right with you, right alongside you in the private sector.
Comrades. Is 7.5 to 8 pretty close to 4? 51% of the audience said yes.
Yeah, I mean, what's the scale? What are we looking at here? Scale of 1 to 1,000,000, then yeah, it's pretty close.
Are all kids' swim lessons just being tossed into the deep end? 73% of the audience said yes. What is more talented? Bada-bada-bada-da-da or ventriloquist? Razor thin margin. 53% of the audience said ventriloquist.
Over again, bada da 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 da.
Let me make sure I read this correctly. I don't want to misrepresent our own poll. Bada 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 da da.
Bada bada.
I don't know if it's a Batman theme song or the McDonald's jingle.
Bada bada da 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 da.
Either one.
And that couldn't have been that long ago, right?
No, that was February 10th. So that was a month ago.
All right.
And again, ventriloquist ekes out the victory there.
How did that not make the...
I don't even think that made the final. I wonder if I didn't tag it correctly. Man. I don't even think I was on the cut list.
Oh,
I also don't like including... I like the question being the center of the actual poll, right? Rather than the answers. Can you imagine anything worse than a music festival? 53% of the audience said yes. Well, get 5 years older then come back. It's the worst thing ever. Does Yellow Submarine suck? 53% of the audience said yes.
Mm-hmm.
Moving on to the next week. Are you out of the honeymoon phase at 10 months? 69% of the audience said yes. That's a crazy high number to say that they're not in the honeymoon phase at 10 months of dating or 10 months of being together.
Yeah, I would have thought that at least a year would be the cutoff.
If you skip a Valentine's Day, can you go back the next year? You did. You did.
Yeah.
53% of the audience said, yes, you can.
Mm-hmm.
Almost feels like it's like a make good, though. Like, hey, sorry, I forgot.
Yeah, I already forget. I don't know.
If your Instagram algorithm is Flores, is your marriage dead? 68% of the audience said yes.
It's a shot at my wife right there.
Are nice cards for Valentine's Day a sign that you won't be having sex? 84% of the audience said yes.
In lieu of sex, here's a nice Hallmark.
Well, no, I feel like it's like if you're exchanging, like, oh, just for Valentine's Day, let's do nice cards. Mm-hmm. Like, that's the telltale yeah. sign. Like, oh, yeah, they're not having sex. 84% of the audience agreed. And they said yes. Do you need an evergreen gift in the house? 62% of the audience said yes. You had it.
It's good to have, yeah.
Can we save a life with a donation of low to mid three figures? 72% of the audience said yes. I don't know who.
So we're talking like $300 to $400.
Yep, and we can save a life. Send it to us. How much news time can we get it with a donation of low to mid three figures? 61% of the audience said more. Oh, I'm sorry, said less than 90 seconds.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Sounds about right.
Should you be uncomfortable going into debt? 85% of the audience said yes. Can anyone save a monkey? 66% of the audience said no.
We really went through a saving people phase, didn't
we? Well, we were trying to get on the news. Right. Can a fraud hotline run on business hours? 67% of the audience said yes. I'm perturbed at you people.
Yeah.
Who's more scammable? Now, this is a big one. We were trying to decide who was more. You said that you had been scammed.
I had been scammed for $400. I think it was $425 or $465.
So 59.6% of the audience flew in the face of history and voted for me.
Thank you.
You all suck. Like, the whole lot of you. Looking, do I have any polls from last week? Yeah, okay. We'll be all the way caught up. Is it ever too early to teach your infant and toddler the value of manual labor?
No, man.
82% of the audience agree. They say no. Go get those idiots picking up sticks.
Neither of them have invoiced me yet. I don't have to pay a dime.
Is the snail the hardest shape to get through the kiln?
What's from your...
79% of the audience said yes.
From your pencil holder.
Said yes, it is. Thank you. You all agree. Does every claysman know that red clay is harder to mold? 75% of the audience agree. And they say yes, it is.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Even though the comments on my my clay weren't as loving as those poll results would seem to indicate. Thank you for those poll results vindicating me.
Yeah, I still think it looks terrible.
If anybody has any art ability, or they'd like to throw their hat in the ring to create Captain Parent, I would love to see some ideas.
You don't think this is one that AI can handle?
Maybe. Maybe somebody with a better AI use than me. But I would love to see some actual people with talent put together some ideas for Captain Parent, where, again, the powers of the Shroud of Darkness, lack of mobility, lines of credit, driver's license,
and height.
And height combined to create Captain Parent.
Captain Parent.
New merch up at the shop, StephenKyle.com/merch.
Yeah.
All of the opening round matchups are going to be posted throughout the week at Stephen Kyle on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Poll Badness 2024. Make sure you vote in those polls, and please share if you can. We'd love to see that.
All right, that's it. Talk to you next week. See ya.